Hey, good morning. Live from our KGGF studios here on this Thursday. I'm Sam Speck alongside CRC's Jamie Grant. Jamie, good morning. Haven't seen you in a little while.
Good
How you
morning.
Been?
I know. Last time I came, you weren't here.
I know. I wasn't a little under the weather last time. But here on behalf, again, of Coffeyville Recreation Commission, talking about their summer programs as well as everything that they do offer over there. But we were just talking about this a minute ago. My goodness, you guys still above water over there at the rec center? I mean, it looks worse and worse as you get to the east part of town.
Yeah, it gets a little scary, especially after being through it, you know, in 2007. We get a little frightened there.
Yeah, absolutely. Over there, and I'm sure some pockets of that parking lot and Walter Johnson Park got some standing water.
Those ditches there, they kind of look like little rivers, too.
Well, we're glad you guys are hanging around and staying above water for us, because we also have our auction coming up here fairly soon that we host over there within the gym at the rec center. So we have a lot of fun with that. You guys always play great host. To that, I think that's actually a good kind of place to start. Say somebody else has a big event or something like that. Do you guys check out and kind of reserve the gyms for things like that?
Yes, we do. We actually rent our whole building, our meeting rooms and the gymnasium. And then we do have the kitchen. So if a lot of people with family reunions are looking for somewhere with a kitchen that they can use, we do have that available too to rent that.
Awesome.
So like I said, once again, if you need somewhere, indoor activity, family reunion, birthday party, we've had a wedding in our gym before.
Nice.
We've had it all. We've had a circus before.
Really? Man.
had a little bit of everything in that building.
My goodness. So, again, if you have anything like that, I know graduations just probably ended last week or something.
Yeah, we had a
like
graduation
that.
Party there last weekend.
Good. Yep. Very cool. So, utilize that. It's a great space. It really is. And like you said, a wedding. It's a large gym area. If you open up those back doors, get some good lighting in there, I'm sure it would look very nice.
Yep.
So, again, speaking with Jamie Grant this morning from CRC, let's discuss the current programs and activities throughout, but I think it's this Saturday, right?
Yes,
skate day's coming up.
Yes, this Saturday we have our skate day. We usually do it on the last day of school, which I'm glad we didn't this year, because it wouldn't have been very nice today to have that.
Very
but,
pleasant.
We changed it to a Saturday, thinking maybe we can get more families out there with maybe parents being off on the weekends and stuff. So we're going to offer our skate. It's, like I said, it's a free event at Sharon Williams Skate Park from 1 to 2. And it's all ages, all skate levels are welcome. If we do have enough there, we try to do a little, like a competition, and we break them up. And some of the more advanced skaters kind of help me, because I'm clueless when it comes to skateboarding. I'm pretty sure I couldn't even stand up on one, but I get a lot of help from the guys that are there. And they help us judge them and help me set it all up. But like I said, it's free event from 1 to 2. Hopefully it's nice and sunny. And
Well, and I would imagine, too, I mean, I know it says skate day, but it's, rollerblades, scooter, bikes, or all of those kind
we
of
stuff. We've had it all. Roller skates, the rollerblades, bicycles. My little boy's going to take his little scooter.
Nice.
He said he's scared to go down the big one, but he's going to try. I'm like, no, let's not.
I'll put an extra double bubble padding on you.
And we do have door prizes that we give away that whole hour that we're there.
Very cool.
We actually go to a skate shop down in Tulsa
called
Quickie Mart, and they help us with the prizes for the competition if we have it. And they actually this year they gave us a couple of free skateboards. So we're pretty excited. Like I said, it's Quickie Shop out of Tulsa.
Yeah. You want to get some skaters into a skate event. You get them some prizes and maybe a board.
The good stuff from the skate shop.
Exactly. So real quick, what time is that starting up on Saturday?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock it is. All right. So again, scooters, bikes, blades, skateboards, bring it all out for
bring
free
it all.
Event. Gotta like it. Great little kickoff. And it's looking like right now, Saturday is, we're actually going to get missed. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Knowing southeastern Kansas, we don't really know. But it looks like right now, it's just going to stay partly cloudy through the day.
Yeah.
So we can be hopeful there. So skate day, as well as anything else coming up within the next couple of weeks? Or do you guys just kind of have your summer program?
Yeah, we have a few things coming up in June. We actually start our high school volleyball league starts on June 4th. That's the area volleyball teams that come on Tuesday evenings, and they have like their freshmen through seniors teams together.
Nice.
And they have a little summer league. So since those nets are up on Tuesday, we leave them up Wednesday morning, and we have like a volleyball open gym. So if anybody's looking to come out and work on some volleyball skills, play a little game, do something, those will be up every Wednesday starting June 5th from 9 to 11:30.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And then come out and play some volleyball.
Yeah. It makes it easy for a pickup game sometimes.
Yeah.
So, they always see, at parks are, basketball courts, batting cages, but sometimes, the volleyball kind of gets left out.
Kind of gets left out,
so
that's why we thought, since we have them already up, we might as well leave them up for a little bit the next day.
Absolutely. So volleyball it is, and that kicks off, man, that's soon. So yeah, I would imagine, it, what's registration process?
Oh, for the high school team, the coaches probably get that all together.
Okay.
So they meet with all the girls and get a list of who wants to play, and then they send it all to me.
Good deal.
Like I said, right now we've got about seven teams in our varsity league and I believe seven teams in our JV league. So
you're going to have some good competition.
It'll be busy out there on Tuesday evenings. And of course we do have a Father's Day craft coming up. That's June 14th from 1 to 2. It's $8 in district and the kids come out and they make a little gift for their dads. They have to sign up by June 10th for that. Let's see, what else do we have? Kids are chefs. They come in and it's just little things that the kids can make on their own with just minimal help from an adult. Nice. Of course, like anything with the oven and all that, you don't want to just turn them loose.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But they can mix everything and do everything else by themselves. So it's just something simple that they can throw together with, like I said, minimal help from adults. And that is going to be on June 18th. And it's $8 also, $10 out of district. And it's 10:30 to 11:30. And I'm also trying a new thing, a couple of new ones this summer. It's called Messy Science. That's one of those ones where I'm like, what did I get myself into?
But yeah, just in the name alone,
I think
I can't
the kids
wait.
Will love it. Anything messy, right? Anything slimy, all that stuff. But it's just going to be an hour of fun, messy, hands-on experiments that I've came across some different things. And a lot of this stuff is stuff I've learned at conference that other rec centers do. So we bring it back to our community.
Very cool.
And that's going to be on June 20th. And most of these are all for grades pre-K through 6. So as long as there's an adult with somebody in pre-K, I can always get them into some of them, too. Yeah. I hate for them to miss out. And then, well, the final one will be a slime time. They'll come in and make some slime.
See, I was going to wonder if that was going to be one of the things within that messy one. But slime time sounds
specific. I had to put that one by itself because slime is a whole nother thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Parents will love it, I'm sure. I know my child's not allowed slime on the carpet. But
yeah, nowhere near the carpet, my goodness.
Or
the car,
right?
June
28th. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He opened some in the car before and all over the seat. I have leather seats, but it was all over the place.
Yikes. Yikes.
And our little athletes program, I do have a few spots open for that still. That begins at the end of June. And it's a 3-week introduction to soccer, basketball, and t-ball.
Very cool. So
for the little ones that is not old enough to participate yet.
Yeah, it gives them a good little mix. Maybe find something that maybe they're a little bit more interested in, or heck, maybe they just like all three sports.
Yeah.
You know, parents look out. You're going to be busy throughout the year.
You can try it all. And we do that in the mornings, so that way you can still, if you have older siblings, we're not interfering with their practice or game time during the summer.
Absolutely. So a lot kicking off here in the month of June as well. I know you guys, do you guys still do pickleball, buddy ball, all those things?
We do. We do our pickleball. It's actually today. We have pickleball today. It's on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It starts at 10 to 12. And it's just a fun game. We've had a pretty good crowd. We went from having two nets set at court set up to having three now. And it's always full on it. And I know there's a group of them that are even talking about having an outdoor court set up somewhere so they can play when we don't offer it.
Wow.
But it's a fun game. If you haven't tried it, everybody needs to come out and give it a try.
Yeah, it's super. I mean, it's super simple. It's such a, it's like a table game without the table, just a simple ping pong without the table there.
Some of them get pretty serious. I step in there and watch every once in a while, and you can tell the different courts. We have one court that's like real serious, one court that's, they're kind of there, and then the next court's like learning.
Yep.
Like they're trying to work their way up. So it's great to have the three courts, so you got that option. If you come and you've never played before, you have that first court to go to and learn the game.
Well, learn the ropes a little bit and then kind of have your leisure with the middle court. Yeah. And then, if you really want to start getting competitive with it, then they've got that option,
too. Yeah, they
get
serious. You can tell the tennis players that are there.
Yeah, right. You can. It's clear. So pickleball sounds a lot of fun. And then I know our listeners love the buddy ball program.
Yes, we have our buddy ball. We're supposed to begin our first night on the 28th. So hopefully everything will be dried up by then. We do like the field to be pretty dry just because we do have participants in wheelchairs and that are a little harder to get around, so we do make sure it's really dry for them. But that is beginning on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We start at 6:30, and if anybody wants to come out and help volunteer, I'm always looking for volunteers. They just need that first group is more one-on-one group, so they just need a little bit more help on they're running and helping stop the ball and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you guys have several programs throughout the year that don't necessarily require volunteers, but at the same time, certainly could use help. Yeah, I mean, what's the best way? Is it like Facebook, email, calling you guys? What's a good way to get
any of it, truthfully, because it all comes to us. Facebook, as soon as something comes up there, we get that alert. An email is great, too, and phone call. I mean, they can reach out any of us at the rec center at 251-5910. Anybody's looking for something to do. I know I had a few girls from the high school that helped me with Daddy Daughter Ball this year set up, and they were big help.
Very cool.
Big help.
All right. Well, I kind of want to talk, considering it's Memorial Day weekend coming up. I know we got pools around everywhere opening up. Do you guys include that as well?
We do. Well, we have the indoor pool at the high school, so we stay open. And this summer, actually, we are going to, as far as I know, knock on wood, we are still going to be open. It seems like every summer we've had to close because some of repair maintenance or something, which is fine. But I know my swimmers miss it during the summer. They like to have their own space. And so we are still going to be open for that lap swim. And we have the morning time on Tuesday through Fridays from 6 to 7 in the morning. Or we have the evening, and it's Monday through Thursdays at 7:15 to 8:15. And it's just, I mean, we call it lap swim, but you don't have to necessarily come and see. You can do other exercises. I've had people just walk from side to side to get into the water and just move.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I know, you know, in terms of different generations as well, it's just wear and tear. You know, it's just as much effort as it is running. But, you know, some people don't have the knees or the really agility to do their running anymore, but they still need that workout. So swimming or even walking, trudging through water is a great way to do it.
But if you are looking for a class with an instructor, we do offer water aerobics on Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. And that, like I said, that does have an instructor. So someone is there telling you what to do and kind of helping you along your workout.
Very cool. So with that, is there any, you know, summer employment, lifeguards, things? I mean, or do you guys have any just openings in general?
We do. I actually talked to Shelly yesterday about that, and she's always needing umpires, scorekeepers. You know, she always starts out with a bunch at the beginning of summer, but then as we go along and it gets hotter and kids don't want to work as much, and it happens. I mean, vacations, summer camps, all that stuff. Yep. So we always are looking for somebody to step in to take a spot for scorekeeping or umpiring. I know she has facility directors too that are out there taking care of the fields during the games and stuff. So if anybody's interested, they just come out and grab an application and turn that in.
Great stuff. Well, here before we lose you, I know we're getting to the bottom of the hour, but I know you guys offer great, great things for families around towns that might not be able to maybe get their kiddos in their scholarship programs, as well as a great way to get all of information in terms of well, you look outside, the severe weather, my goodness, you'll get the updates with them. Yes. But talk about your scholarship programs.
Yeah, we do offer a scholarship program. It covers the first child 50% off of the program. And we do it for any of the sports stuff, exercise kind of stuff, just to get the kids moving, up and moving. So 50% for the first child, then 40%, and then so on down. But if there's any families that still can't cover that point, we could still get them in. We'll make it work. We've covered costs. I've had community people that's bring me money to help cover costs. So we can always do that. And we do get donations of cleats, ball pants, all that stuff that people bring in that their kids outgrow. So we sometimes have those on hand too, depending on what size they're looking.
Especially for parents with kids that are really growing right now. You know, it's like, I just bought you cleats 6 months ago, you know, and now we got to go out and get another expensive pair.
So we do have some of those on hand sometimes. And if your child has outgrown stuff, we can always keep those, because there is people that come in and ask that we'd like to help out.
Absolutely.
So. And then also for the rain out, and you brought up it's a good time right now to get signed up for that if you're not, because with ball season starting, actually, we're supposed to begin games next week. But if you could sign up for rainedout.com and then just go on and follow the steps, search Coffeyville Recreation Commission, and then it'll take you in, and you can put your phone number or an email, and it will send you an email or a phone or a text message of any cancellation, anytime we've got a program going, deadline days, all that stuff. It's great during the summer because of the rain, and they don't have to keep trying to call that information line to try to get in. I remember when I was a kid, I'd sit there and call it over and over and over, trying to get into it to see if we were playing or not. Yep. But like I said, it's just great because you get that text as soon as we make the decision to either play or not play. We'll shoot that text out, and
absolutely,
you don't have to worry about it.
And over at the Recreation Commission, do you guys have like a full schedule of events that you guys provide, or where would somebody be able to find kind of all of this information? Facebook, online, or
you can find it on our website at coffeevillerec.com or on our Facebook, Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Or we have, of course, the paper versions. Yep. If you come in and walk in the office, come and see us. We always like to see visitors.
If you're coming from the east, you might have to take a John Boat
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you might have to swim to us. But
absolutely. Again,
speaking with... We'll have coffee to warm you up when you get there.
Yep, exactly. Coffee and an open gym. So again, speaking with Jamie Grant, Special Events and Aquatics Coordinator over there with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. Jamie, thanks so much. Always appreciate everything that the Rec Commission does for our community and letting us, all of our listeners, know everything that's going on. So
thank
Jamie,
you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.